How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions, featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.
Welcome to Like Minded Friends with me, Susie Ruffle.
And me, Tom Allen. We were just talking about weekend viewing, actually. And Susie, you've been watching The Diplomat, is that right?
Yes, I have been watching The Diplomat, which I sort of love. No, not sort of love, I do love. It's sort of quite, in that way that all politics is quite camp, you know, because everyone's rushing and everyone's so officious. And it's sure. All very high drama.
Well, I did watch a bit of it and I did think it was a bit ridiculous.
Tom, how dare you say such a thing about Kerry Russell? I love her.
I know. Well, I'm not saying it. She didn't write it, did she?
I don't think so.
the thing that it was always like, she's got this job. She's the British ambassador. And she doesn't seem to have any concept of what the job involves, even though she wanted to be like saving the world. And then she's ended up in this diplomatic
desk job.
This desk job. I don't care about doing magazine features. It's like, well, I just sort of felt like she didn't have any concept of what the job was of being an ambassador, because I think it's probably, there's quite a lot of press stuff, isn't there?
Probably. I mean, the exciting thing is that Alison Jenny pops up in the second series as the VP.
Oh, okay.
And I will watch Alison Jenny in anything.
Well, I don't know who Alison Jenny is.
You don't know who Alison Jenny is and you call yourself a gay?
I don't know who anybody is. Who's Alison Jenny? What does she do?
Oh, she's in everything. She's in everything, from 10 Things I Hate About You to that movie that Margot Robbie did about ice skating to The West Wing to everything.
Alison Janney.
Yeah. Please tell me you recognise her.
What is she in? What's it called? The
West Wing?
No, in the one about the ice skater.
She's the mum. That's on that, like...
Oh, that. With the bird.
With the bird.
Yeah. Oh. Okay.
I feel like you're going to now realise you know her from loads of things.
Yeah, I think I do, yeah. I just never know actors' names.
Yeah, I kind of love her.
But, The Diplomat got my nerves a bit. Yeah.
Sorry, that was a bit over the top for me.
No, not at all.
Me really being stunned that you didn't know who Alison Janney was and... You know, I don't know who lots of people are. Sorry.
No, please.
Don't get upset, Tom. Please don't get upset. Don't give me something to worry about, not something else.
I know something else to worry about. No, I shouldn't be so hard about The Diplomat. I just saw the first one and I just thought, I don't believe this. That's what I thought. And maybe I should have given it more of a chance.
Tom, we're not watching TV to believe things, are we?
I know.
Wait until you hear about The Simpsons.
I know, it's not real, is it?
So I've heard. What have you watched this weekend?
Well, I watched the very, I do recommend it, but it is quite it is a very upsetting watch. I think it's Till I Kill You.
Right, yeah.
With Anna Maxwell-Martin.
Who I love.
Who's brilliant, absolutely brilliant.
I love Anna Maxwell-Martin.
But we ended up watching all four episodes and staying up to 1 o'clock in the morning.
Oh.
Me and my mum.
And it was really bleak.
And it was really bleak, but I just said,
you just had to get through it.
Yeah. Because I couldn't leave it on where it was at. It was too traumatic. But hey, it was important to watch. It was good to watch.
Is she amazing in it?
She's absolutely brilliant, isn't she?
She's brilliant in everything. I saw her in the West End a couple of times.
Oh, did you?
I saw her in Measure for Measure.
Hmm.
Shakespeare, don't know if you've heard of him.
Oh,
and then, he's really having a moment.
Yes.
And I saw her in His Dark Materials.
Oh, was she in there?
Yeah. When I was at drama school, I remember the head of our drama school saying, Anna Maxwell-Martin's going to be the one of the most important actresses of your generation. You need to go and watch her do everything.
Well, that's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah. And so we were all like, off we went.
But interesting how people start off in comedy, isn't it?
Well, yeah, I think she was theatre and then she went comedy. Theatre. Have you heard of it?
Have you heard of it? Have you got it?
Because she's really funny in Motherland, isn't she? And then she's really like terrifying in, the one with Vicky. Vicky from Nottingham. Vicky McClure.
What is she? What?
She's in, oh my God, what is that show called? Emma?
Not Ludwig.
No.
Line of Duty. Of course she's in Line of Duty, yeah.
And someone told me, and I don't know if this is a fact, but let's run with it as if it is, that she made a character decision that she would never carry her own coat. So in all of her scenes, there's like a minion running behind her holding her coat to sort of demonstrate how important she is, which I think is a lovely little character thing.
Lovely, absolutely, absolutely.
So, yeah. So this podcast has become more sort of fan stuff, a Stan account.
I guess it has, isn't it? Oh, and also went to see The Buddha of Suburbia on Friday.
What's that?
It was a book by Hanif Qureshi. It came out in 1990. It's about suburbia and it's about a young guy who's of English and Indian heritage. And it's about him finding his way. And it's we did it at school. Shout out to my English teacher, Miss Collins. Absolutely. Well, love the book and really, really like the play. Really love the play. It was great.
Yeah. Where was it on at, Tom?
Well, it was actually at the Barbican, wasn't it? And, you know, I don't normally go to the theatre, but I did.
You know how you're anti-theatre?
Yeah, I am. But then I went to see this and I really liked it. Really liked it.
The Barbican, the theatre space, very wooden.
Very wooden, no central aisle. You have to shuffle past people. You have to do a lot of, there's a lot of like.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, knee swiveling.
Now, if you need a wee.
Forget it.
You're going to just get, cystitis. Just accept it.
Just piss yourself. Yeah. And also, it's quite a difficult thing to find your way into the Barbican.
Oh, yeah. I did some filming there a little while ago and we had to clang. And I had to be downstairs in like, where the orchestra wait when there's like the backstage area. And it is such a rabbit warren that they were literally like, we're going to send someone with you the whole time because you will get lost. And I was like, that would be preferable. Thank you. Because it is like, it's almost like the backstage is like a circle.
Oh, right. I've never been.
But everything looks the same. So you sort of end up feeling like you're in a hall of mirrors.
Oh.
Perhaps.
It's a very intriguing place. But my problem is often, where's the door? Like finding the door is often quite difficult. But
you know. If you can't find a door, open a window.
As we've always said, Susie.
Was that us that said that, or was it Jesus? Yeah. I don't remember.
I can't.
Or
remember.
Was it Maria in Sound of Music?
It could have been one of them. One of those people.
Did you have any trick or treaters?
We had quite a few, actually.
Did you?
We dressed up.
Did you? Oh, I love that. What did you dress up?
I just put on a hat and a tailcoat. And the kids were more confused than anything. And also, I forgot that it's mainly little kids who do it. So actually answering the door with a bah is a little bit unnerving for them.
Yeah, so you just did a top hat. Hello, children.
Yes, I did. Well, who's this? And then presented them some sweets.
Were their parents like, oh, it's him off the telly?
Well, I handed out copies of my CV. You know. You never know. You never know who's knocking. You never know who's trick or treating.
No. But like a press shot, like, you know, like a Derek Jacobi.
Yeah. Stapled to a CV.
With his chin on his fist.
Exactly that. Exactly. And, but apart from that, it was very straightforward. Did you have a nice time?
Yes. My daughter dressed up as a unicorn because she didn't want to be scary.
Good. That's nice.
Which I think is good for her to make the decision that she wasn't in a scary place. Mm. There was a little party from one of her friends at school. They had like a little tea party.
They
were all very excited. Mm. And the mum on our road, she's really nice. I really like her. And she's also the kind of, she really bakes.
Oh,
so they were like cakes with spiders on.
Oh,
spiders.
Spooky bakes, yeah.
Spooky biscuits.
Spooky biscuits.
It was very good.
Oh.
You know how I love a spooky biscuit.
The spooky biscuits, I love it.
The spookiest thing is the calorie count, let me tell you.
Let me tell you, wouldn't it?
We did some door knocking. Just in the sort of three roads around ours, everyone had been very prepped. You knocked on. Oh, I spent the whole evening going, Say thank you. Oh, don't walk on their plants. Only take one sweet.
That's nice. That's nice. I respect that.
Everyone say thank you. Don't walk on their plants. One sweet. Say thank you. Just constant.
They also often don't say, the kids don't always say trick or treat.
No. No, ours were saying happy Halloween. Happy Halloween.
That's cute. A big mass of scary children or?
Scary is a stretch. I think there was one mermaid.
Oh, that's, yes.
Two witches, a Spider-Man, and two unicorns.
Oh, love it.
Exactly what you need for a party.
Exactly what you need. That's like one of those dream dinner party lineups. Oh, that's lovely.
That would be great to have dinner with Spider-Man and Ariel.
Yeah, I would. I wonder how they'd get on.
So, hey, man.
I never know what to say when people say, who would be your six people at a dinner party? I always say,
is it six? I thought it was four. Go on, have a go now. Me? You better choose me. You've got to choose me.
Yeah, of course.
Of course.
It can be dead people, dead or alive. So I always think, well, it's a missed opportunity to not bring back some dead people.
Sure.
So I'd often have like Queen Victoria or Elizabeth I.
Do you know, I actually would have you because I think you're great. The thing I always say about you.
But with a small talk.
You're so, like, you could leave you with a granny or with like a 19-year-old.
Well, that's,
and
that's,
you, that's you are so amazing. Good at talking to anyone.
Well, thank you.
You know, you'll always find him in the kitchen at parties.
You will. You will. I will. Happily chat to anybody.
With the mums and the nans. So tell me about you. So Queen Victoria, who else did you say?
Well, I think I said Elizabeth I. I don't suppose they'd get on, but I suppose they have something in common and might be quite nice for them.
Yeah, I feel like she'd be hard work, Elizabeth I.
Yes.
Also, I feel like she'd smell.
Well, she's certainly sort of lead paint, wouldn't she?
Yeah, and like I bet she's got really bad breath.
Oh, because she didn't have any teeth, did she?
Yeah, and she didn't brush them.
No, I don't think they did they back then? Different time.
Does she have no teeth?
Oh, I don't know.
It's hard to say, isn't it, because there was no photography.
There's just those oil paintings. That, you know,
you can't trust them.
You think filters are bad now. Oh, try an oil painting.
I'd like to see Queen Elizabeth I in one of those ones with, like, you know, the dog ears.
Oh, yeah, that would be cute. I know what she would cute say. That. Would you find it cute or would she?
No, I think she'd behead you.
Yeah, she'd scream and shout, wouldn't she?
And I think as well, she'd find it, she'd have to really dominate.
Yeah, do you know what I mean?
A party.
And I think Victoria was quite dour. She wasn't that much fun.
Like, we know she lost her husband, but,
she did.
You've got to start wearing colours again. Yeah,
come on. Come on. It's a party. Come on, Vic. And
Tory?
She was, Tory, would you call her Tor?
Tor?
Yeah. Imagine if I brought out a Victoria sponge for dessert. She's like, you're taking the piss. but she did quite like folk songs, as we learned from the film Mrs. Brown with Judi Dench, which I'm sure is a key text.
And so you could play something on the piano. Sing along, so that'd be nice.
Maybe some sort of Scottish reel. Yes.
Yes, that's nice. So Tom, so far you've got two queens. What a huge shock.
What a huge surprise. And then maybe Cary Grant, Noel Coward, someone like that.
Yeah, that's nice. That's nice.
But I don't know. I mean, it's a difficult one, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's a difficult one.
Who would yours be apart from me? And
well, you.
An old woman and a...
I'd have you. I think I'd go for divas. So I'd go Barbara Streisand, Celine Dion.
Oh my God, imagine.
Imagine. Adele.
God, well, she loves to hang out with Celine Dion, doesn't she?
She does.
Finds her in a crowded room and, starts crying or whatever.
I think I would cry if Celine Dion came to my show. I would also be like, this is so weird. How do you know about me? It's more understandable, I guess, that she went to Adele's show.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if I'd cry.
Wouldn't cry. You'd be like, who are you? What do you do?
No,
are you?
I'd be like, problem? Nice to see
Stop
you. Thank
arms.
You for coming to the show. But I don't think I'd be like, oh, quickly film it. I'm crying.
No, sure. So yeah, those people. And then maybe like kind of a random rogue person, like not rogue, not like a rogue, but like just someone like my mum.
Oh, that would be nice.
She'd be like, oh, you get that terrible stage fright, don't you, Barbara?
Oh, you talked to Barbara about that. Would you like a sandwich? That would be nice. Yeah, Barbara would appreciate that.
Do you think?
Yeah, I think your mum might have opinions on Barbara's sandal outfits on the red carpet.
You know, she wore sandals?
You remember she wore sandals and people were like, Barbara, come on, it's a red carpet event.
Oh, really? Oh, I love that, because she's like, oh, fuck it.
She just went, what are you going to do? Not invite me?
There is a drag queen that does a show called Simply Barbara.
Oh, I've not seen that.
I really want to see it. The quote on it is from like the New York Times.
Mm.
And the quote is something like, by this point, it's better than watching Barbara Streisand.
Great.
Wow. And I think he's been doing Barbara for 25 years.
Well, you would get good, wouldn't you? Yeah.
You would get good. Anyway, I always see his poster backstage at the Forge. And honestly, next time he's in town, I'm going.
Where's the Forge?
It's in Brighton.
The comedy club in Brighton.
It's really nice. But yeah.
Great.
Anyone else for your celebrity dinner party that we need to be across before we get into our emails?
No, not really, I don't think. No, that would be it, I think.
I'll tell you who I'd like, Liza Minnelli.
Oh, okay. And Barbara Streisand.
Yeah.
And Celine Dion.
It's a lot of drama.
I think they might all just sit there in silence, just angry that they're all in the same room and give an equal billing.
Oh, God, yeah. Maybe I'd do a sit-down dinner with each of them one-on-one.
Yeah, I think you'd have to do them one-on-one. Or do like a Mrs. Doubtfire and make it out that they've run around.
Yeah. Me jumping over a table to do the Heimlich.
Yes, all of that. Yes, all of that.
She swallowed one of her diamonds.
I think Liza would probably be all right talking to other people. I just worry that, you know.
I think Liza will be like, Barbara, how is he for real? How's your arm?
Did they do? Oh, no, it was Judy and Barbara, wasn't it, who did the Jingle Bells?
Was it?
Duet, yeah.
Talking of Jingle Bells, the Like Minded Friends live show is very nearly sold out. If you're planning on getting tickets, I would get them forthwith.
Forthwith. Thank you for all your kind ticket buying. We are very excited about that show.
Muchos appreciate it.
Muchos. Absolutely. Absolutamonto. Also, we've had some lovely messages.
Oh my goodness, Tom. So many lovely messages. Shall we? Should we?
Could we? Some very thankful ones. One from Hannah. Hi, Susie and Tom. I hope you're doing fantastic. I love your podcast. I'm a 24-year-old from the States. And listening to you guys talking about grief and anxiety and just the day-to-day funny and stressy moments of life really makes me feel a bit happier always. That's very nice. I thought I had to write in for the first time today because when I was cleaning up my kitchen, I dropped and broke my favorite mug that I use every morning when I was putting it in the dishwasher. I'm not going to lie, I had a bit of a cry because as dumb as it sounds, the mug, I guess, was one of those small things that I rely on. And that brings me comfort every day. It was also Sunday night. Oh. Yeah, which is not when you want a tiny thing to go wrong, is it? I've never found a way to beat those Sunday scaries. It's not the end of the world. Already looking on Etsy for an even better replacement. But I was listening to your podcast at the time, brackets, and I had been watching Tom and Bake Off the Professionals whilst I was knitting earlier in the day. Oh, that's nice. I didn't know that went out in America. And it really got me through that wobbly moment, so I thought I'd say thank you. Bye. H. P.S. I was in London over the summer and I saw a few stand-up comedy shows and Kiss Me Kate at the Barbican, which I loved and reminded me of you too. Oh.
Tom, you can speak so quickly. I feel like, do you do T's and C's often?
Well, I have been known.
I think that I speak fast, and then that was really something else.
Do you know what I am quite fascinated with at the moment is I can't work out if it's an AI voice. I think it must be that people use on, probably on TikTok. I only have Instagram. Well, I do have a TikTok account, but I really only use Instagram. But where people get to do a voiceover. And it's an American voice and she talks like this. Mm-hmm. I have found the greatest brunch spot in London. It has got this. It has got that. Everything will be incredible. You must go there. It's that very like, do you know the voice I mean?
Yes, I do know the voice you mean. And you don't know if it's real or not.
I don't know if it's real or if it's an AI generated, because I feel like I've seen it on a lot of things where it's the voice is quite quick. It does have inflection, but it doesn't have.
I know exactly what you mean.
You must go here. This is incredible. Yeah. You will love it.
Oh my God. Try the best brunch spot in Hoxton.
Yeah, it's that sort of
thing. I had these wonderful little parmesan.
Yeah. Parmesan crisps were out of this world. That's the chicken parmesan was amazing. I don't know what
chicken parmesan is.
It's what they have in American restaurants all the time. It's chicken parmesan, prime rib. And so that seems to be those American staples.
Isn't a chicken parma just like a schnitzel with cheese on?
And tomato sauce. Is there an aubergine involved?
I think there could be.
I don't know.
You're seeing Lily later, aren't you?
I'll ask her.
Ask Lily.
Good point.
Your friend from America that I took as my friend also.
Indeed.
Thank you very much to Hannah for that lovely message.
Also, maybe we should bring out mugs, Susie. Just saying.
Oh my God, that's a great idea. If we did mugs, would you buy them?
Mm.
Let us know.
Let us know.
Right, okay. So you know last week I said about how I feel about alpacas and I don't trust them?
Yes.
Okay, so Aaron's got in touch. Hi, Susie and
Aaron
Tom.
Sweater. Is he an Aaron Sweater?
He is, yeah.
Made of alpaca wool.
Almost that time of year. Hi, Susie and Tom. And then brackets blush, which I think might be about you, Tom.
No.
Oh, I think so. Like blush.
No.
Or maybe he's got some sort of rouge on his cheeks. So he's like blush.
Maybe he's left his jumper on. It's too hot.
All these things could be true. Mm. I've listened to your pod for years now and decided, as I was in a field with the alpacas, listening to the last episode, the universe was telling me to write in.
Oh, goodness.
I left my job in the NHS after lockdown one and temporarily moved in with my parents in France. Brackets, yay for 40-year-old goals.
Good for you.
And by some twist of fate, I'm still here and I've been pet sitting for the last 3 years. Oh. With the job, I regularly spend weeks in the middle of nowhere with 10 cats, 25 chickens and 4 alpacas. Or as I Isn't call that them.
From, that sounds like the song from Rent.
10 cats and 25 chickens, 4 alpacas. Exactly. Yeah, that works.
It does work.
Or as I call them, my boy band. Oh, they get a bit of a bad rep for being aggressive, but that's actually llamas or so. Alpacas can be friendly and very sociable depending on how they are socialized and your perseverance and determination to be loved by an animal. Lol. I've included some pics of me and the boys this week. The one you see most with the Justin Timberlake blonde curls is 90s pack in the boy band and is my favorite because everyone's pet parents has a favourite, even if they say they don't. Love the pod. Thanks for keeping me company up a mountain in France. And that's from Aaron. Did you see these cheeky boys?
Aaron, I'm just looking at them now. What lovely little faces they have.
They do have lovely little faces.
And they have that quite modern thing of having short hair around the sides and then a lot of curly hair on top.
Yes, that is very modern. That's the thing. Everything comes around, doesn't it?
Yeah,
that's the thing you remember about fashion. Everything comes around.
Gosh, I've seen numerous people on the tube with that very same alpaca hairstyle.
Well, there you go.
Thanks, Aaron.
Everything's coming back.
Everything comes full circle.
I really hope that trouser skirts don't.
What is that, culottes?
No, they're trousers with a skirt over the top.
Oh, okay.
Do you remember them?
Yes, I do vaguely. Yeah, you didn't care for
one. I think it was from MK1.
Okay,
you know, Friends of Portsmouth Cascades, and I thought I looked so fucking cool in it, Tom. Honestly, I thought it was the sort of thing,
effing,
you know, when you
leave
the house.
You know,
I know, all that effing and jeffing.
Mm.
I remember leaving the house and thinking, I might get signed up by Storm Models in this.
I mean, did you not?
No, Tom, it didn't happen. They didn't stop me like they stopped Kate Moss in Croydon.
Gosh. Well, you know, but 'twas ever thus, you know.
Forthwith.
How different the world could have been, yeah.
What if I was a model?
Well, yeah.
I think I eat too much.
No.
Oh, I do.
Daft.
You've got to just have... Do you know what I had this morning?
What's
my guts?
What?
Not that there's anything wrong with my guts, but everyone keeps telling me you got to focus on
gut health. Oh, your gut health.
You've got to be about the gut health. Yeah. I don't know why it's Trump. Mm. It's gut health. I had a shot of apple cider vinegar with a bit of water.
Yeah.
And then some cucumber before I even had a cup of tea.
Is that what you're supposed to do now? I've got apple cider vinegar in my
Apparently, it's a really good way to line your stomach before you have anything. So before your coffee, before anything.
Apple cider vinegar with a bit of water.
Yeah, and then something green. Or like a vegetable or something. So
got
like
it.
A piece of cucumber or
Lovely.
Like a carrot or an apple.
Mmm. Okay.
It was actually like quite a tough ask pre a cup of tea.
Cold water, warm water.
I went cold.
And any sort of lemon or anything to sort of... No,
but it is really... I mean, obviously, it's really acidic.
Yeah.
And it does leave you feeling slightly like gippy first thing in the morning.
Well, I've had a cup of coffee. Maybe I should have a shot of...
So it's meant to line your stomach so it like protects your tummy for the rest of the day. This is what I'm told.
She's not a doctor, but yeah. Okay, I'll take it. Okay.
Okay.
Talking of alpacas.
Yes, please.
There's been a flurry.
A flurry.
Here are some pictures of a canter, if you will. Here are some pictures of a recent fun, wholesome activity with alpacas, where we took a group of friendly alpacas for a walk around fields and woodland trails at Woolly Animals Farm in Devon. My niece said she had the best day ever. It was her ninth birthday present. Oh. And as you can see, we were even encouraged to give carrot kisses, as alpacas have no bottom teeth. Just some funky top ones. We walked Rufus, who was extra friendly and enjoyed being stroked and hugged. He's also one of the few that go on visits to care homes, as he is so tame and, let's face it, will brighten anyone's day. There are places all around the country where you can walk alpacas. I hope this changes your view, Susie. Lots of love from Emma. Oh, lovely.
Okay, Emma, you're right. You're absolutely right.
Challenge accepted.
Challenge accepted. This one does look cuddly. I am thinking of llamas.
I feel like your dad would like to have a few alpacas in the yard.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, your mum and dad, I think, would like it. It's Christmas coming up soon.
Could you imagine? They'd be so pissed off.
Oh.
You've bought what? Oh, that's the last thing I need. You're kidding.
I think they like. I think
you
they
haven't. Like. Oh, God. Oh, he is nice. Oh, look at him.
Look, exactly. And then they'd love him.
They would love him so much. Right. Oh, this is lovely. Dear Susie and Tom, a long time listener to the pod and loved watching you both in stand-up. Just reach out to say a massive thank you for being lovely, reassuring voices in my life in some pivotal moments, none more than today. After 19 years with my partner Claire, we are getting married today.
Oh, wow.
As two people who aren't the greatest fans of attending weddings and also hate attention, we are essentially eloping with just a friend each as witnesses and telling our families tomorrow that we are a Mrs. and Mrs.
Oh.
Having the day we wanted and being able to call her my wife was more important than sticking with tradition. I have been fine about this plan until this morning.
Oh, no.
Nerves got the better of me.
Oh.
But fear not. I had this week's pod to listen to and now I'm feeling calm and ready again.
Oh, bless.
Susie, get those Liverpool tour tickets released already. I'm so desperate to come. And Tom, get yourself to Liverpool or the surrounding areas soon. Wish me luck and thank you for being part of our wedding day.
Oh, bye, my goodness.
Bye. And that's from Chris.
Chris. What a lovely message.
You're married now.
Thank you for taking time to message us on your special day.
Yes.
Very flattering, isn't it?
Very flattering indeed.
Oh, Chris. And and yeah, how nice.
How lovely.
I have been to Liverpool not that long ago. So,
well, Tom, Chris is getting married today. Can you just...
Yeah, no, I'm just saying. I don't want them to think that I don't go to Liverpool because I did do my show.
I've heard that you don't like Liverpool and you choose not to go there on tour.
No, that's not the case, Susie, please. Don't start that rumour because I had a wonderful time.
I'll go anywhere but Liverpool.
Stop it. Don't start that because it's not true.
Don't start that.
I had a lovely time. I had lunch with my friend Dean.
Oh, yeah.
Stayed over in Liverpool and enjoyed doing the show.
Yeah, it's always fun in Liverpool. That's the thing.
So
people are always up for fun.
When was it? I think it was sort of the springtime. Anyway, that's a lovely message to receive, isn't it? Lovely.
It is indeed. Right. Do get in touch with us. Tell us your fantasy dinner party guests.
Why not?
I feel like listeners will have better ideas than us as often.
I think it's one of those questions that people often ask. I'm always like, oh God, I don't know. But it's supposed to be a bit of fun, isn't it?
Yes, but let's not have fun.
Let's not. You know me, taking an opportunity to have fun and basically ruining it by worry.
You know us.
If we've got one superpower, it's that.
It's finding anxiety.
Finding things to worry about wherever we go. So thank you very much, everyone. Did you want to do one more?
Oh, yeah, sure. Why not? You do it, Bibs.
Hi, Susan, Tom. I hope you're both doing tremendously well. If you don't remember me, that's fine. Allow me to refresh your memory. My name's Beth, and a couple of weeks ago, you read out my email about my husband, brackets Ollie, finally getting top surgery and told us to let you know how it went. Well, I'm over the moon to say that I'm writing this after just getting home from visiting Ollie in the hospital after getting the surgery done. It went super smoothly, and I can already see a huge improvement in Ollie. Not only is he now flat as a pancake, but his smile is 10 times bigger. He was totally surprised when you read out my last email, which, brackets, thanks to some excellent timing on all our parts, he got to listen to just before we arrived for his pre-op appointment, so he was extremely giddy that day. You may also remember that at the time of writing my last email, We still had over 100 episodes of the pod to listen to. I'm saddened to report they're now completely caught up and suffering withdrawal, only having a moment of relief once a week when you release new episodes. Tweezers Pain, we bought front row tickets to see Susie next year in Hereford.
Ah.
And we eagerly await a tour announcement from Dom so we can have our first time with him, (ahem) with asterisks. The fondest of fond regards, Ollie and Beth. P.S. He's finally attached a picture of the cake I made Ollie for his surprise celebratory pre-op dinner on Sunday night. Yes, I did make him remove the boobs with a knife in the middle of the pub. He loved every minute of it. And Beth, congratulations. What great news. Thank you for
updating
us.
Thank you for reaching out. I'm so pleased that everything went so smoothly.
Mm.
And I look forward to seeing you in Hereford.
Yes, that'll be a lovely show. I had a great time when I went to Hereford.
Did you? Hartford, Hereford and Hampshire hurricanes hardly ever happen.
Exactly. A little bit.
My fair lady, if you're interested.
If you did want to look it up. Suze. But that's great.
Tom.
Oh, well, what a lovely message to receive. Yes.
We'll be back next week, won't we, love?
We'll be back next week, Suze. Don't you worry. And we'll talk to you later.
Just a reminder to the listeners. My tour is on sale, as is my book. Oh, and I should let you know what it's called. My new tour is called The Juggle, and my book is called Am I Having Fun Now? Anxiety, Applause, and Life's Big Questions Answered. But if you go onto my Instagram or onto my website, there's a little link tree, and you can find everything there.
Now, is the book officially out now?
The book isn't out, but it's on sale. You can pre-order it. Look, guys, between me, you, and the wall, all of the books that are pre-ordered... Mm. Are totted up for the first week.
Yes.
And it gets you on lists of things that will then help sell the book. So if you do like me or even love me, if you love me.
which we all do, Sue.
Which we all know.
It's a great book.
If you pre-ordered it and then you get it the day it comes out, that would be great for, basically, I really want to write another one.
Sue's.
And so if this one does well, I can write another one.
Of course you will. But absolutely, I can't recommend it highly enough. It is really brilliant. And I think that if you are listening to us because you have little worries or big worries, it's a very lovely read, to reassure and to explain.
Well, thank you, Thomas, for saying that. Right, dear. Shall we?
Shall we?
I'll see you tonight.
I'll see you tonight. We've got a geek together. Okay.
Imagine that. Okay, Imagine.
Bye. Bye, everyone. Bye, bye, bye.
Bye, 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 bye. Bye.
How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.